Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we have to tell if it's worth the fight.
Hello and welcome to a Wednesday edition of Weekly Conversation, folks. I'm your host, the man with the mic. And guess what, folks? Oh, the race card ain't working. They can't get us on the race card. So what are they gonna do? Oh yeah, we're gonna push this abortion issue, because they gotta divide us. You know, they gotta play with our right hand while they take the watch off our left hand, or even, you know, like a magician. They want you looking in one place while they take from the other. They want us fighting so that they can rape and pillage and steal from us, and don't fall for it. I'm going to talk about what's going on and the facts, because there are facts. And some of the stuff I am going to say has actually been reiterated by a Democrat, and I loved it because she was speaking the truth. All it's doing is making the abortion, it's not a constitutional right guaranteed under the Constitution. It's not. And it's going to decrease abortions by like 14%. You're still going to be able to slaughter babies left and right. You're going to be able to not take responsibility for your actions. But you got Mary Trump, you know, Trump sneeze. If these liberals were a Hindenburg, they'd be exploding left and right. Oh, Lord, they're like a pinata getting busted wide open. We're going to be a third world country like Africa. We're going to be like Kenya, Africa, because women can't slaughter their own a baby. They make no sense. Because you're a second-class citizen because you don't have the right to take... No, if me and my wife... If I'm 16 years old and I can get a woman pregnant, I need to be a man and step up and say, you know what? I want to be there. I'm going to take care of that kid. Hey, I unzip my pants. I have my fun. Now I got to handle my responsibilities and be there for that kid. And no one wants to take responsibilities anymore. You know? There's the old additive, and I was talking to my niece about this when we were on our way to Aldi's. You know, back in when I grew up, I had $50 to my name, and I came here from France or Germany or Italy or Spain, and now I have a taxi company that has 400 taxis, and I'm living the American dream. Now you got people just want to be handed stuff. Oh, I just want free stuff. I'll pay more in taxes to get free stuff. I mean, you got the far left squad calling like members of Congress to abolish. Now, Democrats want to abolish the filibuster. No, they want the filibuster when it's going to help them. Like when if a Republican like Trump's in office, oh, they need the filibuster. But when it doesn't go their way, they want to get rid of something that's going to take away control from them. I mean, heck, you got the New York mayor coming out saying that overturning Roe v. Wade is an assault by right-wing extremists. The fascists are calling us fascists. They just want to try to divide us because the race card ain't working. Heck, even Bernie Sanders is kind of like, we need to eliminate the filibuster. Yeah, eliminate the filibuster until you need it, and then, it's only when it's beneficial to them. You know, like all those Democrats who wanted the wall before Trump became president, and then when he became president and was going to put up a wall, then they had to be against it. No, most of these politicians are playing the fix-it game. It's a never-ending fix-it game because how are they going to get look, I built the border wall, and I'm going to keep it going. Now I'm going to keep it good. I'm going to do this. I fixed these roads, and now I'm going to make sure that I maintain the roads. No, they just keep, I'm going to fix these roads. I'm going to, like the governor of Michigan, if you want to get elected, just say you're going to fix the roads. and you'll get almost guaranteed elected. Just like overturning Roe v. Wade does not outlaw abortion. It's amazing how many of these women are freaking out. Oh, I don't understand it. But don't worry, folks. Like those kids in Kokomo schools that are going to have litter boxes in the classroom and stuff. Guess what, folks? They will be able to run the country someday. That, folks, and much, much more, and welcome to the conversation. I really hope you feel a part of. Don't forget Psalms 37, a Psalm of David, verse 4. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Or your heart's desires. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart, your heart's desires. Nope, not today. Nope. That's what scares me. I work with younger kids, this younger generation, don't want to work. If it wasn't that I had so much to do, I had to work some things I had to do, by the time I had to do it, I'd have been there till, I mean, I think they were there a little bit after me because we have a huge catering thing tomorrow. So it's okay, though. I'm okay with that. more money in my pocketbook. These people don't want to work. They just want to collect a check. Well, it's not safe, man. It's not safe, man. Oh, it's not safe for you to go back to work, but you walking around Walmart not shopping, just kicking it with your boys? Oh, I see what it is. It's not safe. It's not safe to work. What are we going to do? It's not safe. Oh, it's not safe? What do you mean it's not safe? If it's not safe to work, then what are you doing at Walmart? You got no shopping cart. You got no nothing. You're not buying anything. You're just walking around. I'll pay more in taxes for free stuff. Dude, you don't work. Man, why are you bringing up crap like that, man? Just because I don't work doesn't mean I can't pay more. Yeah, you have to work to pay taxes. I mean, you can't. I wish duct tape fixed stupid because it would solve a lot of problems in this world. You have these guys emotional and these women losing. These people are losing their crap. You know, I guarantee it was a Democrat who released all this crap. They want to divide this nation, and since they can't do it with race, since they can't divide this nation on race. They don't want us. They win, you lose. They want us fighting so that they can rob and pillage and steal. That's what they want. That's what Democrats want. They don't want you getting along. They don't want you because I remember this one. There was this back when Hussein was president. When Hussein Obama was president. Remember that? And she was taking on Mitt Romney. I'm like, well, I don't really want Mitt Romney at all, but is he better than Obama? Yeah, but he's a left-wing, communist, anti-American LDS. That's a Latter-day Saint. Yeah, he's a Mormon. But anywho, this lady goes up to him, you know, Mitt Romney, bring jobs back. Why don't you get off your butt and try to do something? Like the song said, I shook my fist to heaven. I said, God, why don't you do something? He said, I did. I created you. My pastor, he got fired from a job, and he felt led in his car to praise God. How many people praise God when they get fired? I remember when my wife got in a car wreck. She called me up like she was losing it, kind of like, what do I, you know? And she's like, honey, I hit somebody. And I'm like, are you okay? Yeah. Okay, then. We can replace the car, fix the car, whatever. You okay, Clip? That's all we need to know. You okay? I mean, I've seen cars that don't even look like they're... That car was in an accident? Oh, it flipped 3 times. Huh? Yeah, the driver was killed. What? And then you see a car that, okay, the biggest piece is like the size of a dollar bill, and someone survived that? Are you kidding me? The biggest piece of that car is all four tires are shredded to pieces. The car, the biggest piece of that car is the size of a dollar bill, and someone survived that? How? God. This car looks like it's a, like, there's not even a scratch on it. Oh, yeah, a guy was killed in it. What? Oh, yeah. So my pastor is praising God when he lost his job, and now he owns his own BSC Trikes. Go on YouTube, check out BSC Trikes. BSC stands for Brothers in Christ, where Christ gets the glory. I don't know anything about bikes. I'm not really a bike guy, but I'm following it just because I think it's cool what he does. I'm like, I think it's kind of neat. Especially if you're going like a long trip and you want to be able to pull like a trailer behind you with all your stuff. It's great. Maybe you're up in age and it's easier to have trike. There you go. It's incredible. But we have this world like I know so many people that are like this generation. I don't get it. Like I was talking about the other day with Kokomo with those. Well, you're going to be tolerant, and there's going to be kids that are going to be holding a leash for these kids that think they're dogs and cats or whatever. And if you're a cat, there's a litter box. We're going to give them litter box. I'm like, those kids are going to be running the country. Sorry, folks, the president, she'll be right out. Yeah, she's just having to use the litter box right now. Hey, we can't control her. You know? We can't tell her when or when not to use the litter box. Folks, this is not a joke. The United States of America has just elected a female to public office as the leader of the free world who thinks she is a carrier pigeon. Yes, she's going to deliver her own State of the Union address by flying there. They're going to attach the address around her ankle, and she's going to fly there because she thinks she's a carrier pigeon. And anyone, you will get, the government will come after you. How dare you not think that she should, that's, you're going to have that. You're going to have, someone's going to be a, these people are going to run our country and have to take, when I'm not able to take care of myself, I'm going to have somebody taking care of me that thinks they're a cat. Can I get some help here? She's using the litter box right now, and she'll be in to give you your shot. That's what keeps me up at night sometimes. These people are going to run our country. These people that think everything should just be given to you for free. Yeah, when you go to college, you got to pay for it. Oh, I just took stuff in a cart and walked out. Sir, you have to pay for it. I don't think I should have to pay for this stuff. It's like these people that think they're a sovereign citizen. I'm a sovereign citizen. You can't make me follow any laws. Yeah. Okay, buddy, put your hand behind your back. You're going, you can't put me in. Yeah, we can. Yes. Yes. Until you buy a piece of land and you figure out how you can get that piece of land to be able to secede from the United States of America and be its own country and its own sovereign nation. Nice try, buddy. But when you see people like Mary Trump freaking out, they don't, this whole Roe v. Wade thing, it's not ending abortion. It's just saying that there's no constitutional right guaranteed to abortion. And all these, and it's amazing how many guys are protesting. How dare you? Everyone that's protesting against this decision, remember, folks, your parents chose life. You wouldn't be here. I just want to go. So if they would have kept abortion 100% legal in all 50 states, I'd have been like, okay, so If I shoot someone, I'm not murdering you. I'm doing an abortion at the 170th trimester, okay? You're under arrest because you shot and killed that guy and murdered him. No, I didn't murder that person. I was just performing a 170th trimester abortion. Yes. Yeah, well, whatever that would be, like 13, 14, whatever, how many years old that would be. Officer, I didn't kill him. That was just a 170th trimester abortion. It's okay. It's legal. What is going on? I don't understand this world we live in. I can't be a woman unless I can kill my own baby because I don't have... No, you need to take responsibility for your actions. Hey, there's consequences. See, in my day, we had two hands, a right and a left. And when you squeeze them together, you got a fist. Sometimes you won the fight. Sometimes you got your ass whooped. But you woke up and you lived another day. And then after half the times, oh, man, you ended up being friends with the guy. Not today. People are too afraid to take an ass whipping. They have to pull out a gun and just pull the trigger. Like the dad on Friday thing. Son, you're too afraid to get an ass whooping. In my day, this is all we had. All we needed. You win some, you lose some, but you live to fight another day. Not today. Not today. How dare I be against abortion? But you have to... Okay, you're going to tell me the party that can't identify what a woman is going to tell me... if you can't identify what a woman is because you think that there's 50 million genders, you should have no say in abortions. Sorry. Sorry, I'm not going to listen to you. If you think a man can get pregnant, I'm not going to listen to a word you say. If you think that a man who sucks at sports, so he has to get into a woman's sport so he can win, I used to do dart leagues, and a lot of people gave up on state because people would play really bad in leagues. They'd play mediocre in leagues, so that when they went to state, you know what they do when they go to state? Oh, they would be in the lower bracket so that they could they're playing people that they're way better than them, but the way they played during league, they would be in their bracket so that they could get to the end and get money. Because I knew so many people that would be like in a tier two bracket niche, and they would get, and if they win this match, they're in the money round. So even if they lose, they're getting money. And the team they play, they get their butt whipped so bad, it's not even funny. It's kind of like, oh, it's quite like bowling. You know, you're in a group that averages about 170. And then you get up to one, if you beat this team, you end up going to the money round. And then, like, if you lose to the next team, you still get, let's say, like, $150 or whatever, $50, $100, whatever. And guess what happens? They get beaten. Oh, how did we bowl 270? Wow. We haven't done that before. And they were really good, but they would just dumb themselves down a little bit so that they would be able to get in the lower bracket to guarantee winnings. And a lot of people gave up on state. And these liberals support guys that are not good enough. Yep, I'm not good enough. Nope. I can't win at men's sports, so I'm going to become a transgender so I can win my way through sports. You know, someone that a party that thinks a man can get pregnant ain't going to talk to me about abortion. You want to tell me that a man can get pregnant? Sorry, I'm not going to listen to you, whatever you say. I'm talking about this on this conversation one time because they're not dividing me. I know what they're trying to do with this. They can't win. They can't push the race card, so they got to do something here. They can't push the race card. They can't divide us that way. So, oh, we got to do this. And they got people believing that, oh, a woman can never kill a baby ever again. Even in states where it's almost impossible to have an abortion, if there's a medical reason, yeah. I mean, I have worked for places where they are so anti-abortion that you can't even get contraception pills. Like, if you have, like, there are women that have, like, very, 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 very strong periods or very, very irregular periods, and they use those medications to regulate your period, and they won't even, and the insurance doesn't even cover those. They won't do it because they don't, even though that's not what you're using them for. But they're trying to divide us. But don't let them. Don't let them. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to get people, because look at how great, look at how many people are getting off of public benefits and free everything. And now, oh, man. And then they, oh. See, the COVID benefits should have been like, if you get hurt from work and you get like, oh, yeah, like they pay like 60% of your paycheck. They should have been, whatever you get paid normally, you get 60% of that. What they should have done. To where, oh, yeah, you're getting some money, but you ain't getting enough. You ain't getting, like, to where you're probably not going to make enough, and you're going to want to get back to work. No, they made it to where 90% of the people were making more money than they would have on COVID unemployment than they would be working, so they didn't want to work. And, oh, I hope this COVID lasts, because, you know, what do you want it to last? What do you think this, nothing's free. I might get up and, I might be lying down, and my niece might say, hey, can you make me a steak? I get out, I'll do that in a heartbeat for her any day. But it takes some. I have to sacrifice. Okay, I'm going to get out of bed, and I'm going to do this, and I got to turn on an oven and do stuff. There's electricity involved. Save a stamp. Pay online. Okay, so let me see here. What is it, like $10 for a stamp now? I don't know. They're ridiculous. So let's say it's 50 cents for a stamp, whatever it is. Okay, well, how much is the internet? How much is the computer? Okay, even if you go to the library, you still got to go to the library, so you have to drive there, unless you live close. You know, you got to weigh all your options. Nothing's free. But you have like the squad, they're a waste of space. All these, like Bernie Sanders and the squad, we need to get rid of the filibuster. Now that the filibuster's not helping them, like I've said this before, and long time listeners of the program know this, when I'm like, why wasn't Trump like, okay, folks, Trump should have come out from the very beginning. Well, folks, I've been listening to people like Pelosi talk for a long, long time, and I don't support a wall at all, but Democrats really, really want a wall, so I'm going to get with Nancy Pelosi, and we're going to call it Pelosi's wall, because she wants a wall. I don't. This is not me. I'm going on record. I don't want a wall. Nancy Pelosi wants a wall, and I'm going to get with her to make sure that the Democrat Congress gets this funding for a border wall, because I don't want it. I don't think we should have a wall, but Nancy Pelosi does. I mean, what would they have done? Trump should have been against everything he wanted, because the Democrats were never going to support one thing he wanted, so he should have been shoving down their throats everything that he should have been for, everything that he didn't want, so the Democrats would go against him 100%. Okay, I'm going to cave to the Democrats on this one and that one and this one and that one, and I would have waited until I would have come out with like 10 things and had Democrats be against all that. Okay, well, yep. I'm going to cave to the Democrats, and I'm going to give you all these things you want. I don't want them, but you do, so we're going to do it. And get it to where that they can't change, they can't like flip-flop like they do every 5 seconds. You know, oh, the filibuster's great if it helps them, but if it's going to hurt them, well, we can't have the filibuster. The squad, Bernie Sanders, all these Democrats, we need to end the filibuster. Well, what happens when you need it again? Oh, yeah, that's right. At some point, you're going to need that, and it's going to help you. And you're going to wonder why. Oh, crap. We got rid of the filibuster. We just can't bring it back. It's all fun and games. And, I mean, they want to pack the Supreme Court and everything. They just want total control. What was this one thing I shared like 2 years ago, something that there's like 350-some million firearms in America? There's enough. I read an article, so I think it was like 3 years ago or something, where like there's enough ammo to put like 25 bullets in every American and still have ammo left over. If guns were the problem, you'd know it by now. Yes, sir. Oh, yeah. But yeah, like we had our primaries yesterday, and I just wanted to have fun. Like, yeah, okay, I'm a libertarian. Where do I sign? I'm a libertarian, so it's independent. Where's my party? How can I? I'm not either. So am I not allowed? Can I not vote? Wait a minute. I have the constitutional right to guarantee me the right to vote. So why can't me as an independent / libertarian, why can't I vote? Why can't I have, why can't my party be a part of this? I'm going to call Eric Holcomb. I'm going to demand answers. When we have primaries in Indiana, why can't I, and the problem I have with that though, is because, but at the same time, it's like if Trump went independent, if Trump went like an independent, it would just guarantee Hillary Clinton won it because it would just divide because, well, do we really want to, you know, where we need to get people in the Republican Party that are basically American independent conservatives that are not going to toe the party line of making fake legislation that's still going to allow abortion 100%, but act like it's not. No. That's not going to, you know, that's the problem in this country. You know, it's like, oh, it's like there's too many communist, democratic Americans. And there are people that just have an R in their name. It's the same damn thing. I'm sorry. But you need to stand up and say enough's enough. We need to have equal representation in this nation. And what that, for me, that's one of these things that we deal with. This, I want the best person backing me up. I want to be able to have some representation from an independent person. I want the best person that's a candidate that's a Republican or whatever. Like if a Democrat stands for the Second Amendment and is against killing babies and supports this nation, then and he supports liberty and freedom, guess what, folks? I got it at my vote. He would have my vote. I mean, they still have people like Dementia Joe coming out here. Oh, the Mega Cloud is the most extreme political organization in history. Dude, you don't even know what day it is, dude. You would be in the dementia wing of where I used to work. You know, I really do think that this is all done by a liberal to try to get, okay, so what we're going to do here, we're going to leak this stuff out. Maybe when, if there's threats, the Supreme Court justices will change their viewpoint. Wow. This is how bad it is. This is how bad, because Now you get people, now Howard Stern's even saying if a guy got raped and pregnant, there'd be abortions available on every corner. Now they got every Tom, Dick, and Harry putting their 2 cents in. Howard Stern, bye-bye. Go back to the toilet where you came from, buddy. First of all, Howard Stern, this ain't eliminating anything. So if you got pregnant because you were raped, you could potentially still have an abortion. It's not getting rid of it. And what makes you think that just, like, if I could get, that'd be the hardest decision ever. Kind of like where the decisions where it's like you have to me, if it was between the mom and the baby, one's going to die, why can't both live? No, the doctor said, is the doctor Jesus Christ? Okay. I don't think so. My God has the faith the size of a mustard seed that can move mountains. Nah. I'm giving it up to him. We'll have this. We'll give birth to this baby. And I'm knowing my other half will survive. I'm giving it to God. Not today. Got people like Howard. Well, if a man got raped and got pregnant, they'd be in a bush and they'd be shrinking. They'd be like 7 and 8. And now there's a horse pill that they say can actually work like it's like, oh, here, take this. Oh, I want to take this medication that's shown to obliterate COVID. Oh, you can't do that. Oh, But when the Supreme Court ruling happened, how dare you? I hate when they're trying to act like it's taking away a right that it's not taken away, and they're losing their crap. You can tell they're trying to divide this nation because they're spreading so much misinformation. Where are the fact checkers when all these people are saying when everyone's losing their crap saying that a woman's going to be a second-class citizen? What? It's like those people. Oh, someone's paying for this. My 25 kids? Someone's paying for this. Mm-mm. You ain't telling me my kid's going without food? Well, then do something about it. Get a job. Better your life. I go to work and I sacrifice. Do I want to get up in the morning at 4 a.m.? No. Especially in the summertime when it's like, okay, the sun's out and it's like 8 o'clock and I'm trying to go to sleep. And it's gorgeous outside, but I need my sleep because I got to get up at 4 a.m. so I can be to work by 5 a.m. so I can get stuff going so people can eat. I need to start their day. Do I want to get up on Sunday and go to church? Well, yeah. But there's times I don't. There's times I'm like, oh, I don't know, man. I just don't feel right. But when I go, man, I'm glad I went. Today I want to talk to you about repentance. Someone might do you wrong. But you need to forgive. Like Jesus did. Oh, and then when the whole service, man, I needed that. I needed, you know. It's this world we live in, folks. I want to thank y'all so much for tuning in. Let me see here. We got about 23 minutes left in the program. Thank y'all, wherever y'all listening around the world. You don't have to be in America to stand up for what you believe in and stand up for freedom. You shouldn't ever have to feel afraid to say what you think. Okay, I just want to tell you this something. Idiots who were all juiced up to vote for Democrats, now that it looks like the obscenity called Roe v. Wade is about to be overturned. Newsflash, dupes. Those Democrats had 50 years to make abortion legal across the land, and those same Democrats chose not to. All these people that are like, they're overturning Roe v. Wade. They had the opportunity to put in legislation that says, okay, abortion is legal 100% in all 50 states. Just like, you know how like cannabis is illegal and federally, but like almost every state has some sort of medical or something. And that's what they're doing. These Democrats are trying to get their base, okay, just know, folks, you'll never be able to have an abortion ever again. That's right, folks. That's not what the Supreme Court ruling says, but don't worry, folks. You just go out there and start burning buildings and rioting. If you got to shoot cops, whatever you have to do, I don't care. Trash your neighborhoods. Burn houses. I don't care. We're going to make America great again by, no, we're not, because America First is out, but America's going to get back to great things if we start burning and raping and pillaging and stealing. Yeah, Black Lives Matter really cared. That $6 million that went to that mansion would have went to fixing up those stores that they looted. I mean, how stupid can you be to loot your own stores? Black-owned businesses. And you burn. It's like, wipe before you poop. Don't make sense. I'm trying to understand this world. The people that tell me that a man can give birth wants to tell me that I don't have a say. Well, there are women that tell me that I don't have a say whether a woman should be able to have an abortion or not, but then you have guys out there protesting pro-abortion. If you can't identify, ma'am, can you tell me the definition of a woman or define a woman for me? No, I can't. Oh, you can't identify a woman, but you're going to tell me that, well, since this would involve gender, she would have to recluse herself because she wouldn't be able to be a part of it, because if she can't identify what a woman is. But the same party that can't tell me what a woman is and thinks that a man can get pregnant is going to try to tell me that they're the that they know it all when it comes to. I'm not going to listen to you. You ain't going to divide me. Sorry. They're trying to divide. They tried to, since the race card ain't working, they got to use something else. I don't try to push Christianity on people. You don't have to follow Jesus Christ. It'll change your life. Just read the first chapter 1 and chapter 2 in Ephesians. Find out who God says you are. We need to come together as a Christian nation, not divide. And it starts, I think, with the churches. I'm going to call churches out. You Catholic? Oh, because you're not really a Christian. See, you don't really. Because I was brought up Catholic, and I go to Church of God, Pentecostal. And I am someone that for the longest time, there were people that like, well, this is how it is. As a Christian, this is how it is. Oh, how can you listen to Kayla if you're a Catholic? I have tons of Catholic friends that go to K-Love, like the Christmas thing when they've had it nearby, the Christmas tour. I have people tell me that, like, how can you listen to K-Love? Dude, I'm a Christian. No, you're not. You're a Catholic. And I said, so, well, then, are you a Christian? So your denomination is Christian only. You're not Methodist, Baptist, Protestant. The Church of the People of the Light. You're not Latter-day Saint. You're not House of God, Church of God, the Temple of God, Peoples of God, the God's people who live under the light, Church of the Nazarenes. You're not Mennonite. Every denomination in some form is a Christian if they believe in Jesus Christ and the Bible is yes and amen. We need to unite, But you have so many people that, like, especially with the Baptists, that, oh, just because they take one verse out of context where it tells the women to sit down and shut up. No, we need to. So if I'm sorry, but if I needed help biblically and I can go to my wife and she can sit there and sit down with me and help me spiritually and say, hey, you're struggling. Let me help you. I'm going to go to my wife. The first evangelist was a woman at the well. Oh, we need to come together as a nation. We need to stand up. And I posted something this morning. And I said, you know, since they couldn't divide us by race, they're trying to divide us by pro-life and pro-abortion. Don't let them do it. I'm doing this conversation on this, a lot on this topic, because I want people to wake up that they're trying to divide this nation. They win, you lose. You should watch, I don't know if they still have them on YouTube, they used to have like the flip-flop videos where they would show like the dates and years, and they would show like this person 100, oh, we have to have a wall and da-da-da, and I mean, we have to have a wall because illegals, they hurt American workers and jobs and all this crap. And then that same person, a Republican saying that now, and how dare he say that? Like, well, Bill Clinton did, and everyone gave him a standing ovation. It's amazing. And there are people that are pro-life that have the purple hair and have, they look like, but the, you know, it's amazing. We need to come together as a nation. And our Christian nation started by churches. And we need to come together. You know, so many times, like, hey, we want to do this. Let's try to get them, and they don't, I mean, I've seen churches where, hey, why don't we combine these two churches to make a bigger one? No, and you know, hard-headed stubbornness, it's what it is. It's what it is. Not today, Satan. But you need to put ego aside. Remember, no matter who's president, Jesus Christ and God is in charge. Guess what, folks? Put your ego aside and say, hey, for the better good, I'm going to step down. Maybe I can be an associate pastor, help out. Maybe we're big enough to where, okay, hey, let's have two services. You do the morning, I do the afternoon or whatever. Or you do a Sunday night service. You know, we do like a Sunday service at night, and I'll, you know, you, of course they'll be there in the morning, but hey, you look in the audience in the morning, and I'm in the audience at night. Because what if God calls on your heart to preach a message that's different than mine? You know, I just want to remind everyone, in case you didn't know, May 14th at the American Campfire Revival, if you don't know, Kirk Cameron does this American Campfire Revival, and they will be having it at the Ark experience. Yeah, in Williamstown, Kentucky. And me and my wife are going, spending the weekend, and we're going to be with a bunch of our brothers and sisters in Christ. It's going to be, I just feel like, there's going to be people that don't know that are going to, we're going to turn people to Christ, whether it's me doing it or my wife or somebody. I just have that. I just have this overwhelming feeling that we're going to see people who just wanted to see what this thing is. They don't know. Well, I'm going to check out the Ark. That's a giant boat. And I just have this strong feeling that we're going to get some new brothers and sisters in Christ, and I can't wait. I can't wait. It's going to be awesome. You know, and it's something me and my wife have wanted, and there's a bunch of people that said, oh, I have plans like in late June or July to go to the Ark, and now I want to see if I can make it happen because I want to be a part of it, especially if you watched when he did the Love Dare thing. Then he did the Nays Down the Campfire Revival. And I take kudos because I do this show twice a week. And it's, you know, I do research and stuff. And I look up stuff and do due diligence. But I have a full-time job. And there's times where, okay, I leave. I'm up at 4 a.m. Well, let's say I'm up at like 3:40. And I basically don't go back to sleep. And then I'm out of bed by like 4, between 4 and 4:10. And next thing you know, guess what, folks? Here we go. Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm at work by 5, and then sometimes because I got to do things or run around, and it's 5 o'clock till I get home, and I got a show at 6, and luckily I've written it, and I've come up with stuff, and I got... So, it's incredible. I am back, folks. I said to do something. I apologize. We're going to get into some Premier League news. And if you hadn't heard by now, I want to get into this because I have to. I always gave Juan Mata a stick. I'm like, man, he should have went. And him and Mitt Tomney and Ricky from the Ice fan was like, oh man, you got to get them. And lo and behold, a 3-0 victory. It should have been a 4-0 victory, but like, Ronaldo was just a hair, like a half a foot, like his foot, like half his foot was offside. And I honestly think, I could be wrong, and this is my opinion, okay? I think that Ralph Rangnick was, okay, I'm playing, he's the captain, and when, well, let me try this, let me do a 4-3-2, okay? 4-3-2. Okay, let's just try a 4-3-2. Let's try these. Let's see what happens. A 4-3-2. A 4-3-3. Let's. And I think he finally. Okay. Let me. Granted, it was Juan Mata's first start. Imagine if they would have played Juan Mata like that team against Brentford earlier in the season. I think he was. Okay, I think he finally realized these players are not playing for me. They're not playing for the jersey. Okay, done with them. And he found out through trial and error, these are the players that are going to play for the jersey. Jesse Lingard is a whiny. Look at Juan Mata. He went out with, if I would have been at that thing, I would have, man, seeing how he played, I almost don't want him to go now. I'm like, okay, come on. Have him play 70 minutes. Incredible. What was that? If they had that team with that heart, when Ralph Rangnick came in, I think it would have taken a couple games, but I think we would have been a lot better off. I think we'd be in a comfortable fourth place. Maybe not third, but fourth. But I'll tell you what, folks. I'll tell you what. I was like, oh, well, I'm mad at that. Well, I'm telling you, I was wrong, man. Ricky was right all along, and it's just incredible. I'm loving it. I'm excited for next season. You know, I think we'll be able to get the last two games. Not with the last home game, Brentford, but we'll be able to get these. I think we'll have some good results, and I think we're going to move forward. And there's so many people that. How is Rafinha going to do both? Well, he's a national team coach. He's going to be able to be a consultant for Manchester United. He can sit there and with this technology, heck, I could be a radio DJ in Indiana and be at a Texas radio station. Hello, folks. You're listening to 93.1 Kitty Country, your home for the new and the gold. Your kind of country. You know? Welcome to Tupelo, Mississippi's 106.9. And you could do it out of your... I'm not in Tupelo, Mississippi. I'm in Arkansas. Well, with the technology, he can still consult and stuff. Even for the little bit he's doing the national team job, it's not like a permanent thing. But don't worry, folks. It's okay. We're turning this thing around. The ship's getting turned around. It's nice. They're looking at players that are like $20 million that look exciting. Not like, well, here's this one $7 million player. Well, good. I've been wanting that. Not this, well, this is that marquee signing. It's $40 million. Well, that's what he was 3 years ago. Now they went when Manchester United looked at him. Now he's up to 125, and they're going to take him and use 90% of their budget. No, it's nice to have them looking at some players and, man, he looks very good. He looks decent, you know. It's just, and we're going to have a manager that's going to come in from Ajax in a couple of weeks, about 2 weeks or so. And he's going to start getting the ball rolling. It's not going to be in July 1st. So he's going to have a couple weeks under his belt. He's going to take 2 or 3 weeks under his belt. Then he's going to take like a going holiday for like 2 or 3 weeks and then come back. And he's going to have a lot of stuff started. Or he could even take and start going holiday now. But he's going to come in and say, these are the kind of players I'm wanting. This is what I'm looking at. Because I think Ten Hag is going to be someone that's going to want to get these. Here, I got $80 million. Here's $80 million. Give me seven players. Give me seven players. I got $80 million. Give me seven players. No, just kidding. I'm tired of getting that one player for $80 million, but I'd love to see them get two players or even maybe three players for $70 million. It's going to be interesting to see because I think it's going to be an exciting summer. I think we're going to get some decent players. If some lumps of coal turn out to be Caldu, okay. Well, guess what? He looked promising, but he didn't turn out to be. You win some, you lose some. Well, he turned out to be, well, out of the five players we got, two of them were Holy cow, man. This guy is going to be probably, this guy's going to be, like, amazing. He's going to be the next Wayne Rooney. You know, I want to get some young blood in there, not this, okay, well, he's got maybe 2 years left. He was, yep, and if Barcelona don't want him, why are we taking him? Unless, yeah, well, he would, if Zidane was still there, we'd probably be in top form. We'd take him, but no. It's nice that we're looking at some players. I'm so excited because Lafreniere is going to hit the ball rolling when he gets here and not be like July 1st, okay. Where did you buy me? No, I can go anywhere. This is what I want to do. These are the players I want. This is the kind of, you know, and it sounds like it's going to be his way or the highway. This is what I want. You're going to play for the jersey. This is a club you should be honored to play. I don't know what I'd do if they said, hey, I would probably be in tears if I ever get to go to Old Trafford and see a game. I'd be like, you have no idea. I've been a fan like since the 80s, and wow. But, wow. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be an exciting transfer window, and it's going to be one where I feel it's not the board that's making 100% of the decision. It's going to be multiple people. And with that, folks, remember, with the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next Monday, good night, and God bless. Goodbye.